trying to get into the Halloween spirit. What's some good Halloween movies? Doesn't have to be scary.
You are Locked On Fantasy Basketball, your daily fantasy basketball podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to the Locked On Fantasy Basketball Podcast brought to you by Basketball Monster. My name is Josh Lloyd and I am the lead fantasy analyst at BasketballMonster.com and Yahoo Sport Australia. And you can find me on Twitter as always at @RedRock_Beeble and on Instagram at Locked On Fantasy Basketball. We are up to the fourth mock draft here of Mock Draft Week. This is a 9-category head-to-head 20-team league, so those of you in deeper leagues, this one will be of more interest to you. We are drafting 280 players in this draft. Tomorrow is a 16-team auction roto draft, so another auction, a deeper league, a roto, combining some different variations in there, and that will round out mock draft week. I am doing an AMA on Reddit for Yahoo Sports Australia, Thursday night, 7 p.m. United States time, Friday morning, 9 a.m. Friday, 9 a.m. Australian time, so I'll be in there for an hour or so answering your questions. So jump onto the subreddit Fantasy B-Ball and I'll answer your questions over there as well. Some news that that I got today regarding Paul George. It does look like a return for Paul George is more likely going to be middle to late November and not the beginning of November. Still some concerns there. So we thought, you know, it was 2 to 6 weeks maybe he'd be missing of the regular season. It looks like it's more that 4 to 6 week range. He's still about 3 to 4 weeks away from taking contact in practice is the word that I have received. It is a risky pick to take George in those first two rounds, probably more of a third round guy if you've got a 6 week absence. That is a decent chunk, and while you'll have him at full strength for the playoffs most likely, can you afford to go down in those first 5 or 6 weeks of the season? That's a legitimate concern that you have to take into consideration, and he probably won't end up on really any of my teams unless he's falling to the late third round. Then maybe I think the value probably exceeds the risk in taking Paul George at that spot. That's probably the major bit of news that has come out in the last 24 hours. It hasn't actually come out because it was I did obtain that from a source. Look at me, legit person getting sourced information. But that doesn't mean that that's a guarantee or anything like that, but that is something that has come out. All other news, a few minor injuries. Kevon Looney tweaked his hamstring at Warriors practice. Not a big deal. He'll be ready for the start of the season. He'll probably be fine in training camp as well. So no big concern there with Looney, whose value rises significantly because he's better than Willie Cauley-Stein, but also because Willie Cauley-Stein has a foot sprain. So he's going to be out for all of October and a big chunk of November as well. Wendell Carter Jr. hurt his ankle yesterday. He is fine, so that's good. Kelly Oubre is fine after hurting his hand. McCall Bridges dealing with a knee issue. A little bit of a worry there. James Johnson in Miami is too fat, so they've sent him home. So that helps guys like Derek Jones Jr. and Kelly Olynyk, although Olynyk also dealing with a knee injury that he suffered in the FIBA warm-up. So there is some value as a defensive stream guy for Derek Jones Jr. maybe for that early part of the season, as there is, as I talked about earlier with Paul George, Mo Harkless for the Clippers, and Terrence Mann, the other big standout for the Clippers. Maybe he takes that backup point guard spot. I thought they'd use Lou Williams as the backup point guard and have Roddy Magruder in the rotation. Maybe Scooter gets nudged out. They play Terrence Mann at point guard and Lou Williams at shooting guard. And that does give you deep league value. He racked up a ton of rebounds and assists in summer league, man. Big, big numbers. They're bad shooting, but big numbers in those rebound and assist numbers. So he could come into play definitely in this big mock draft that we are doing. Enough of me waffling on. Michael Bolton.
Let's get to it. To it.
Let's get to it indeed. All right, so here we are counting down these final 20-odd seconds. Just waiting on a couple of people to jump in here. Big Ron Repping. Shout out to my wife, Christina, who was able to look past her questions to see the importance of me doing a fake draft for a Fantasy League podcast. Big Ron, shout out to you, and to shout out to Big Ron's wife, Mrs. Big Ron, Christina, for doing that. All right, so yeah, a few of these guys, just waiting on them to jump in. I've got replacements, just waiting for them to log in here. I am down here at pick number 11. This is a 20-team league, so you're going to see some players going off the board that you're not used to seeing. But still, we'll talk about some interesting theories with these picks and how they all go down. Hey, Mum, I'm Famous is up. Must be an Aussie because they've spelt Mum the correct way, and that is without an O. So, Hey, Mum, I'm Famous. Let's go. You have got the first pick in this draft. I'm assuming it's going to be James Harden, but we will see. All right, of course, just waiting down because you haven't had all day to think of who you're going to pick at number one. jump in. Hey, mum, that's not fair to Hey, Mum, I'm Famous, because when the draft randomized, it put me at number one, and then I adjusted myself down because I didn't want to be picked number one again. So I put myself at number 11 to show how I could draft from the middle of the round. So apologies to you, Mr. Hey, Mum, I'm Famous. James Harden does go at number one. The Liberty Lake Mastiffs are up at number two, and they go with Karl Anthony Towns. Strong first two, absolutely no argument there. You'll be well aware of my thoughts on those first two picks. That's probably the direction I would go. Davis at three. I think we go Giannis at four and Steph at five is the way that I would like to round out this first round. But as I've constantly said, though, whoever you pick in that first five, I don't really think it makes that much of a difference. It's not going to be a league winner or a league loser in all likelihood. Curry goes at four. Jannik at five here. He is likely to take Gianni Antetokounmpo, I would imagine. And yes, he does. So if any of you are in drafts who are listening or watching to this and have seen someone different go in that top five, I'd love to hear who it was and why that person went in the top five over those five guys, Harden, Towns, Davis, Curry, and Antetokounmpo. So let me know. Now, Bacon Juice hasn't showed up for the draft. I did get him replaced, but his replacement hasn't showed up either. So that's always awesome when that goes down. So we might just chuck him as an auto-draft person in this draft, unless that person does jump into the draft room and start making the picks. But they're going to go off first here with an auto. And that gives them as Nikola Jokic. We go the GOAT at number seven. Obviously, a ironic nickname. We go coming in here. This, to me, is Damian Lillard pick. The Fantrax ranks have LeBron James there. And we go
LeBron James,
mixing it up a bit and taking LeBronald at that spot. I've got Embiid and Kawhi, they should be my next two players here. I'm less worried about Kawhi and his load management than others may be. And I'm going to probably there's a real chance I find myself in the spot to grab one of these guys. What else are we looking at here? So Mudrock up on the board. Jordan, I know that's you. So make that pick. He did. He picked Joel Embiid. I like it. Now, Big Ron, get some advice from Christina on this pick, Big Ron, and leave me Kawhi Leonard for number 11. I think otherwise do I take Kyrie? Because I've already taken Kyrie in the mock draft I did the other day. So I reckon even though I would have Kyrie here as the guy behind Kawhi, I'm going to take Beal just to mix it up so I've got someone different to take in that spot. Big Ron, too busy talking to Christina. Hasn't made his pick. The time is running down. Big Ron, let's go. Oh, doesn't get there. Kawhi is auto-drafted for Big Ron. Now, as I said, I would take Kyrie in this spot, but I'm going to mix it up, and I'm going to take Bradley Beal here just as a different mode of attack for my squad. So Beal goes off at number 11. On to Josh Lloyd's team. Wings Matter is the next player. We've got Mond Biergin, yeah, probably. They haven't rocked up yet either, so we might have another auto drafter. Hopefully, we can get these guys to arrive as soon as possible. Jim Butler goes off to Wings Matter at number 12. I think now, Jimmy Butler ahead of Kyrie is not something I can get behind it. It's definitely not. It's definitely not a direction that I'd be going in. Ike Marino is here at number 13. So Ike Marino, actually, his name changed to Yao. That's Ryan Yao taking that one. I know him because he was a late replacement. So he comes in there with Kyrie at number 13. Again, we're pretty much going to plan here. I think we'll see the strategy. Paul George goes to Jim George. He's a Hobbit there. Now, that's way too early for me. I heard me talk at the beginning of this podcast about Paul George missing probably 6 weeks of the season. I just would not want to take him at that spot. Trae Young goes at 15. That's pretty good. Devin Booker, Drew Holiday, they should probably be the next two guys off the board here. But getting Paul George off that board in a 20-team league is really, really risky when your next pick's going to be a fair way down the track. Now, for deeper leagues, I've said this before, but you get to round six of a 20-team league, you're at pick 120 type of an area. In a 12-team league, pick 120 is the area where you start taking flyers. You start taking your Darius Garlands, your Markel Fultz, your Rui Hachimuras, those sort of players, because they're on your bench, your last two or three guys. You can look at them. You can stream them in and out. At 120 in a 20-man league, that's your sixth best player. You can't afford to take flyers on these guys. You've got to go for Rudy Gays or Kelly Olynyk or the guys who have limited upside. Maybe it's a Davis Bertans. Limited upside but the ability to provide considerable production. So, you know, where does Fulton, instead of going at 135, go down to 170? Because we just don't know where he's going to be. Do guys like Jarrett Culver, do they push down further? You know, for me, even though he's a rooker, DeAndre Hunter pushes up a little bit in a deeper league because I feel okay with his floor. I just don't think he's got much ceiling. So he does become a little bit more interesting in those deeper leagues. Missed a couple of picks there. Paul George went, Trae Young went, Drew Holiday went, and then Luka Doncic went at number 17. That means Devin Booker is still sitting around. Russell Westbrook goes off the board with an auto pick. Mond Biergen, I hope you jump into this league pretty soon. But it's all right. I don't mind actually having a couple of autos in here. So Westbrook gone. That is really now... Some people, I've heard people, you know, say they're going to take Andre Drummond in the first round. I think that's ridiculous. They're really big and keen on him in that second round. I think it depends on who you're pairing him with. But in a 20-teamer, I've got no problem with him going in this area because you're not pairing him with anyone. You're setting yourself up pretty strongly. I think Drummond is an option here. Devin Booker definitely should be still shouldn't be still around. Kemba Walker just went off the board at number 19. And whoever this bloke is, Josh Lloyd's protege at number 20. I'm going to find out who you are because it's I need to know. Andre Drummond goes at number 20, so that's strong from you. So at 21, I'd probably be looking at Ben Simmons for this guy to back end that first round. But still really surprising to me that Devin Booker, who I think is a top 13, 14 player, is still on the board at pick number 21. People obviously not agreeing with me and my thought process on Booker for this season. Ayton and Booker, the two Suns guys up next. Rudy Gobert you could add, or he did actually add Ben Simmons. Now onto that Andre Drummond pairing. That's a pretty usual one. Now, I don't mind so much of looking at this and saying, well, Simmons wasn't the highest ranked guy on the board, but fitting him with Drummond makes a lot of sense, so that is smart. Team Taco Tuesday adds Rudy Gobert to Kemba Walker. I'm not so convinced about that. It is going to have a big impact on your free throws, and Gobert obviously bad in that area. Walker obviously good, so yeah, it's going to put you just in this weird sort of middle spot. Not horrible. Look, and Gobert, I think, does have the ability to improve to be a 73 guy. I don't think he gets there, but it's not outrageous. He did shoot quite well at FIBA, but he has shown in the past that he's had these stretches of good shooting and then falls way back off. Nick Vucevic off the board there. That's the other auto pick. So he's gone with Westbrook and Vucevic. We'll see how that team actually pans out. Zion Williamson goes at number 24. Jeff League, strong name for Jeff.
My name is Jeff.
He goes with Devin Booker. Now, that is a steal. Devin Booker at 25 is nonsense. Behind Vooch, behind Zion, behind Gobert. Just ridiculous picks, I think, to have Booker that low. So, Jeff getting a real steal. I'm a fun guy. Gets DeAndre Ayton at 26. Also, he has tremendous value for both of those Suns guys to fall down that way. Big basketball monster, which is, I think, I believe that's Jim George, is a hobbit. He is taking... his time. He takes Kristaps Porzingis. Conflicting your thoughts on Porzingis. The, you know, maybe he misses 15 to 20 games for load management. I don't know why. Like, this guy was hurt 2 years ago, 18 months ago. I don't know why we're being so protective of him in, you know, missing 20 games this season. He has had a lot of injury problems in his past, but I'm not convinced he's going to be sitting out 20 games. I think there's a little bit of bullshit going around about a lot of this load management stuff. The Baptist John Collins goes off there at number 28. That's a pretty reasonable spot. Oh shit, I better stop talking because it is my pick now. So I had Beal in the first round. Now Brad Beal's free throw percentage is okay, but it's far from his best category. I'm really looking at a Clint Capela here. Get my blocks, get my field goals up, get my rebounds and blocks. And while it did, look, Beal's field goals, his free throws are a positive, but adding someone like Capela gives me rebounds, gives me blocks, and gives me field goals, and it's a 3-for-1 discussion. So that is what I am going to do. And Beal is not so excellent at free throws that you can't end up drafting a bad free throw guy with him. Don Mitchell went that one pick ahead at 29, and I added Capela. So it does give me that nice field goal block boost in this one here. I've still, now, deeper leagues, again, things can be tougher. It is not ideal for me in terms of my scoring because Capela not a high scorer, but I think I'll probably end up leaning into a bit of a punt point situation in this league. Even though I've got Beal, he'll help me a bit in that area. But his assists, Beal's assists, his steals, his threes are all pretty useful. We'll just see how it goes. But in finding points in a deeper league is really, really tough. After Capela, Big Ron went with Fox after consultation with Christina. Then D'Angelo Russell went, as did Chris Paul at pick number 33. Paul on a per game basis will almost definitely outplay that. The amount of games he plays, of course, is the big question mark. We go the GOAT looking to back it up. Let's have a look. Siakam has to be in play here at 33. I believe he's someone we should be looking at. Kyle Lowry, also Draymond, Otto Porter. They're the guys I think we're looking at in this area. Now, with a deeper league, guys with higher blocks, I think that tends to push their value up a bit. Like Triple J, Jaren Jackson Jr., Miles Turner gets a little bit of a boost in this situation as well. Pascal Siakam goes off at number 34, Bacon Juice. He has joined us after having his first pick auto-picked. I think he'd be okay with that. I think it was Nikola Jokic that he got there, so that was exactly who he would have selected in that area anyway. So Bacon Juice on the clock, looking to make his first selection in this mock draft. We're flying through this as well, because I set the timer pretty low, 35 seconds for the timer. So we are flying through this at the moment. Just a quick mention, Yahoo Pro Leagues are open as well. So if you want to go and join that, I didn't realize the amount of demand people had for that, apart from after everyone was bitching and moaning that they weren't up, that people were really into it. Come and join my leagues. I've got so many cash leagues, slow draft leagues, a lot more flexibility in those leagues than the Yahoo ones. I've filled pretty much all of them up now, but I will be releasing a couple more in the next week or so. LaMarcus Aldridge gets auto-picked at 35. Bacon, who was online, decided not to make his pick, so that's a bold strategy. Janik up now at 36. He goes with Mike Conley. I think that's pretty good. Kyle Lowry is still dealing with a thumb injury that ruled him out of Team USA. So that's not ideal, but I do think he is in play here. Mike Conley's missed practice the last couple of days with an allergy. Absolutely zero to worry about, unless you think hay fever is going to be a big issue. Mitchie Robinson going at number 37. Mitch Robinson.
And Mitch Robinson says, I'll take it from here.
All right, so I think that's pretty good. Now, who did Anthony draft in the first round? I think he had Giannis, so that makes even more sense. No, Steph Curry with Mitch Robinson. Now, that is interesting, but Steph does set you up nicely in a punt free throw situation because it is like his fourth best category. Similar to Beal, that's not where the value is coming from. So I like Anthony using that strategy and trying to build those defensive numbers up. Miles Turner comes into Lou Williams' girlfriends at number 38. I am still a considerable amount of picks away. I am 12 picks away from my selection. So I don't know exactly who I'm going to be getting at that spot at number 51. I would hope that I can get a Bledsoe or a Lowry. I do want to get a point guard there because assists are drying up. Triple J, Jaren Jackson Jr. goes off at number 39. And then we're back to Hey Mum, I'm Famous to round out round two. Jaren Jackson Jr. apparently has grown. He's... an interesting player who I really, really like. I'm not sure he's going to be top 20 this year. I think he can be that in 2 years' time. It's going to come down to how much he can score and whether he can get those rebound numbers up. Lowry goes off there, the board at number 40 to round out round two. And I think that's a pretty smart move. All right, so that puts us with two rounds down. I do need to get some of these assists. They're absolutely my focus with my next pick. Bam Adebayo goes off to start off round three. So the guys that I'm going to be looking for in this area are, in particular, Eric Bledsoe. That is the guy that I want with my next pick. He will help me. He's not a huge assist guy, but someone who can help. Or do I look at, say, a ravishing Rick Rubio, bump him up a little bit? Someone criticized me yesterday, or a few people in my mock draft yesterday, because I reached for Lonzo Ball. I could have taken Rubio around later. I did want to grab Lonzo for his defensive stats as well as his assists. And we're not talking about necessarily reaches when you go like 10 spots ahead or 15 spots ahead. It doesn't really matter when you get into the mid rounds if you go that far ahead. After Bam Adebayo, Otto Porter comes off, Zach LaVine, and then Lauri Markkanen. That rounds us out to get us up to pick number 45, where Janik is on the clock. Lauri Markkanen, I think, is a really strong pick in that area. We're also getting close to where we should take the, Kevin Love's and Danilo Gallinari. I feel like Gallinari is getting shit on way too much at the moment. He should be. I just don't see why he can't be a 23-plus per game scorer for the Thunder. People are really worried about injuries, which he didn't suffer last year, and trades, which I don't think is necessarily a major concern, but they are really panicking. Draymond at 45, I think, is really good value from Janik there. Strong from him to get Draymond at that spot. The Tank, Tom Bryant, Rob Covington, Jonas Valanciunas, Bud Heel, these are all guys in this mix. This is the ability of some of these guys to influence field goal percentage in a deeper league is more important in this sort of format as well. That's why you'll see some of these guys push up a bit. Blake Griffin and Kevin Love go off at 47 and 48. That leaves us two picks away from me. I think I'm going to get Bled in this position. Eric Bledsoe is the guy that I am looking for here. Just I do like me some Bryant as well as some Gallinari. I'm going to throw the Italian cock down there.
Hands off my cock!
Bud Heald goes at number 49. And then Big Ron and Christina. Who is going to make the pick here and what pick are we? I hope Christina is helping you. Big Ron, if you are... Oh, you're not listening to this, obviously. So, yeah, because I'm releasing this after the draft. But yeah, hopefully Christina's involved there. Chrissy Middleton off there at number 50. I'm at 51. Let's add Bledsoe onto my team. Get me those assists, which I do need. It would be great. Yeah, look, it's why it's so hard, because now I'm another 18 picks away from my next selection. So it does make it hard to get the next guy here. Jonas Valanciunas off at the next pick at 52. I think that's really good. The tank needs to go pretty soon. And the Rooster, Danilo Gallinari. So Thomas Bryan and Danilo Gallinari. We should be looking at those guys going soon. Rob Covington, Derek Favors, Brogdon. These are all the top of my list players. And then Lonzo and Rubio coming in after that. Throw Lonzo onto the queue. Throw Covington onto the queue. Who else have we got here? Throw Brogo on there as well. Shea. Oh, no, I didn't mean to hit that. Someone just went. Bob Covington just... Bob Covington just went at 53, so I think that's pretty good value for Covington. Obviously, the steals are excellent. He will hit you a lot of threes, get some blocks. He's always underrated, especially if you're drafting on ESPN. They, for some reason, have no idea how fantasy works or where his value lies, so they put him outside the top 100, which, of course, is ridiculous. The Italian cock, Danilo Gallinari, goes at number 54. Really good value there from Jim George. I think that's a strong spot for... that player whose name I've forgotten, Danilo Gallinari. So that's the right area there for him. Now, how is my team looking? I've got my assists and blocks and steals and field goals looking pretty okay. My points are waning. I do need some rebounds. I think I do need to get a big man coming up here. Which one I get? If Tom Bryant falls, that would be cool. DeMar DeRozan goes at 55. 56 is Aaron Gordon. I don't know why Tom Bryant is falling so much. So let's just... because Fantrax has him at 80, so maybe people aren't going down that far. My next pick happens to be 70. So maybe. You can dream. You can't, because he's not going to last, but you never know. Terry Rozier goes at 57. Marginally early. Would I prefer him or Lonzo or Brogdon or Shea? I probably want those guys, but... there's nothing too wrong with that, especially if you're willing to deal with a bad field goal percentage, because we know that Terry's going to play. He's going to chuck up shots. He's going to have opportunities to put up numbers, unfortunately, for anyone watching. Mond Bierjin, he's back. He had auto-draft the first couple. He is back in business in the draft room. Let's see if he actually makes a pick or gets autoed again despite being online. Not ordered again. Toby Harris off there. Julius Randle goes to Taco Tuesday. This is about the right spot for Randle, I think. The Knicks rotation looks like it could be an absolute disaster with, of course, because David Fizdale's coaching. But the fact that we're so deep, we're going to full court press and it's going to tire guys out so they play smaller minutes and bigger. It's just bullshit. He's just a fool and the team is a disaster and cool. So that is going to put a dampener on a lot of Knicks guys. I think Derek Favors goes at 60. That is really, really strong value there for Favors. Surprised that he lasted that long. But it is strong for him to be picked at that spot. Points and rebounds are the ones that are becoming harder to get at this spot. So, I don't actually know who that's why Favors had some value. I don't know who this ideal target is for me. Is it Sabonis? Because he fits those roles pretty well. Like, I'd like to get DeMontis onto my team. It's not going to help my blocks, but Capella's a pretty strong start in that area. And remember, in a 20-team league, if you need 1.1 blocks to be a dominant blocks team in a 12-team league, you need 0.8 or something. Like, it just does drop because of the way that the stats get spread out. So one player can have a more disproportionate effect on a category. Marvin Bagley goes to back up the pick after Favors on the turn. Al Horford, then Shea are the next three picks. And we're still how many picks away from me? A lot. It looks like not that many. Six picks more until I am up. Tom Bryant still just hanging around. Ja Morant goes at 64. That is Aram, who picked Terry Rozier. So obviously going for a pretty solid punt field goal team. Ja Morant, Terry Rozier, Luka Doncic, and Zion Williamson. Malcolm Brogdon goes to Jeff at Jeff League at number 65. We are four picks away from me having my future ruined by not picking Tom Bryant here. Brooke Lopez goes at number 66. Lonzo Ball and Wendell Carter are also guys that I'm looking at pretty strongly here. Something weird has happened here. Marvin Bagley has been drafted, but he's still sitting in the queue, so I don't know why that's going on. Interesting. We'll see if that what that does there. Jamal Murray goes at number 67. You bastard, yeah. Tommy Bryant goes two picks ahead of me at number 68. We're up to 69 now.
Giggity.
Maybe, is it Wendell? Wendell Carter? Is that who I'm looking for here? Probably. Wings Matter still making his pick. I think it's going to be Wendell Carter. And then hope for Jeff Teague on the flip around. All right, so Kelly Oubre is auto-drafted there. Wendell Carter. I might just snag him. What? I might just snag him for my team. All right, so that gives me a couple of centers, a couple of guards to start this off. Helps my rebounds. Now, I do need some assists with the next pick. It is look, 20 teamers are hard. Picking from the middle, picking from the end can be pretty tough. I'm not totally against how my team's looking. I'm not loving it. There's been some guys, sniping players who I've wanted ahead of me. Big Ron repping up on the board here. I don't know what's going on with Bagley there. Why is he still on that list? That is really strange. Your queue is out of sync. Thank you. All right. So let's just click that button. That should take Bagley off my list. Yep. Joshy Richardson goes next at 72. Team Profile 79. I'm assuming that's not your surname. All right. Lonzo's still around. So this is surprise. No, he just went. Sorry. Josh Richardson, then Lonzo, then CJ McCollum. Domantas Sabonis still available. I think he is a good option here. Ravishing Rick Rubio is still around. I don't know why. I would love to get my hands on Rubio with my next pick. Miles Bridges, another guy who I'm pretty interested in getting. Caris LeVert to help me in those assist numbers. Am I going to find myself with Maximum Derek White again, potentially?
Maximum Derek.
All right. Who's up now? Bacon Juice. We are still a long way away from my next pick, unfortunately. All right, Hassan Whiteside goes to Bacon Juice. Janik up now. That's about the right spot for Whiteside as well. Nance, hey, Gordon Hayward, another guy at this spot we're looking at. Let's throw Larry Nance on the list just in case. Let's go with Gordon Hayward here. Which direction do we go? Victor Oladipo. Now, harder to pick Oladipo in a 20-teamer because each pick just has that much extra significance that you don't take. If you take him as your fourth pick and he's out 3 months, like what do you do when your fourth best player is out 3 months? Like that's not easy to recover from. So I think it's going to be a real. I'm not going to be taking him. I know that. And it'll be interesting to see exactly where Oladipo goes. Gordon Hayward goes off at 76. 77 is Johnny Isaac. A more reasonable spot for Isaac. We've seen him going top 65 in some of these mocks. I think that's too high. Sabonis goes off there at 78 as well. About the right spot. I think there's some upside actually in Sabonis to get better than that. Whether he can do it or not remains to be seen. Usage is not a linear thing that, with more minutes, it doesn't mean that usage stays the same and your production goes up. It could taper off a bit. I think that's the concern with Sabonis for this upcoming season as he moves into a larger role as the starting power forward for the Indiana Pacers. Liberty Lake Mastiffs off, or up actually is the right term. They are up at number 79 and they take Miles Bridges. Mama, I'm famous at pick number 80. Am I going to have a chance here to get Caris LeVert? Yeah, I don't think he's going to make it back to me. I would like it if he could. I'm stunned that Rubio is not off the board at this spot. I think we really need to be... Well, I'm asking the question, why? Well, why is Rubio not off the board? Well, there he goes. He goes there at pick number 80. That's a really good value pick, I think, from Mama. Hey, Mama, I'm famous. Annoying for me, but a good pick for him. And that does us for four rounds down in this long-ass 20-team draft that we are going through. We're picking 280 players there. So we are, how many picks down? We're 29% of the way through. Mum, I'm famous, goes with Larry Nance, obviously a basketball monster, Locked On Fantasy basketball fan, because they are two guys who I'm pretty interested in for this upcoming season. So that's I think they're both strong picks. And now we're at 82, the Liberty Lake Mastiffs. Someone who's got the auto draft is going to cop a Victor Oladipo, DeMarcus Cousins combination, and it's obviously going to root him. So if that's one of those reasons, don't be an auto drafter. Maximum Derek White goes off the board.
Maximum Derek.
At number 82. 83, we've got DeJounte Murray. I've seen that happen in so many drafts that both the Spurs point guards go back-to-back. So White and then Murray off here, two in a row there. Both those teams, Liberty Lake and Lou Williams's girlfriends, are looking pretty strong at the moment, as is Jim George as a Hobbit. All those teams are projecting pretty well at this point. There goes Caris LeVert ruining my dreams yet again. So that's going to make me reassess exactly what I'm looking for. Jeff Teague is going to be a key player here for me. I want to get his assist, assuming he hasn't gone and I've missed it. Is Teago around anywhere? No, he still should be somewhere. I just can't see him. Let's go and add Jeff to the queue. He is the guy that I want. Fred VanVleet is another option for me. At this spot is another guard to get me assists. Like, that's the sort of guys that I want. Hey, oh, you asshole, Janik. Jeff T goes off the board. Five picks before it's up to me. So now we're back to VanVleet. Do I consider Louis Williams? I think I do. I know that Williams is going to have a smaller role than what he had last season, but for what I can do with my team here to get some of these assists, which I think he's going to provide, I think Lou is going to be someone who works. Now, I don't have a very well-defined strategy on this team. My threes are really poor, and Lou Williams is going to help that, but I'm not drafting him for him to help me there. Marc Gasol goes off, as does the table, Montrezl Harrell for the next two picks. Three more to go until I'm up. Or do I grab someone like The Undertaker, Dwayne Dedman? Obviously not helping my assist numbers. VanVleet's probably the guy that I want. Although, is it though? It's not. It's going to be, I want Lou over VanVleet here, actually. I think he should get more assists this season. He should be a better scorer, which are things that I am needing. I'm not worried about my three-pointers at this point, which are fairly, fairly low, although Lou and Fred would both help in that area. Enes Kanter goes off at number 88. Probably a bit early. Jordan up here, Mudrock at number 88. Come on, Jordan, what are you going to do? He goes, seriously, mate, come on. All right, so there goes Fred VanVleet off at number 89. Sorry, Big Ron up now at number 90. Don't take Lou Williams from me because that will annoy me. He's definitely going to do it. Just go with Victor Oladipo. He'll be all right, mate. Don't worry about it. Hey, JaVale McGee. All right. So that is going to give me my Lou Williams pick that I was after, just to get some more of those assists up. And that does help in the assist area. I need some rebounds for the next pick. My percentages, field goal percentage is looking pretty good, even with Lou Williams on there. Gaz Harris off the board. Nice, Gary! The Undertaker, Dwayne Dedman, would be awesome if I could get him. I'll throw Ingram on my queue because I'm pretty interested with what Ingram can do this season. I'll throw Zachary Collins on there as well. I need some small forwards, power forwards, and another forward there as well. All right. Yow. What pick are you making, son? Just make a pick. That would be great. All right, Yow is going with Victor Oladipo. So he did get stuck with the Oladipo auto draft. Unlucky. And then we've got Jared Allen goes to Jim George at pick 94. I'm not sure there is actually any upside in it, unfortunately, just because of the factors that I've spoken about so many times and how Atkinson's going to use him and DeAndre Jordan. DeLon Wright goes off there behind Jarrett Allen. Jeremy Lamb is the next pick. And then at number 98, Dwayne Dedman went at 97. So at 98, Mond Biagin is on. I feel like this guy has auto-picked every pick, but has jumped on at times and has been around. So I don't really understand why that is. All right. Come on, Mond Biagin. I'm going to throw, I think, every one of his picks. Russell Westbrook was, Toby Harris was, Vucevic was. He's going on auto. Sorry, and if this one's an auto, he's going on. Yep, he got Boogie Cousins, so he is going on auto. All right, Bojan Bogdanovic goes to Team Taco Tuesday. Josh Lloyd's protege up now to round us out from round six. I think I need a drink. So my queue has been decimated there as Brandon Ingram goes off the board as well, leaving just Zach Collins in my list of players who I am still about 10 picks away from getting to, 9 picks away. Paul Millsap goes to Taco Tuesday. Serge Ibaka goes next. Andrew Wiggins also went to Josh Lloyd's protege. So what do I need to really start to look at here? I do need some more rebounds. I need a big man. Which big man I get remains to be seen. Zach Collins is probably the right guy for me. Dwight Powell is also an option, so we'll throw him down. I'm pretty sure he is going to be starting for Dallas, so I like what he can give to me. They're probably my top two options at this spot. I'd love Collins. Come on, Arum. He goes with Jinglin Joe Ingles. Jeff League. My team projected at 51% field goals is pretty strong as well. Kevon Looney, strong pick from you, Jeff. He would have been another big man option for me as well there in that area. Actually, would have been my number one guy. Didn't even have him on my queue. That shows how sometimes your attention is not always as locked in as it needs to be, especially when you're recording a podcast at the same time. Tomas Satoransky goes off at number 100. That's actually a really good value for Looney. I think they're at 105. Satoransky at 106. Jim George picks Zach Collins, you dickhead, at 107. Yao, and then wings matter, and then we're back to big old Josh. Who will I take now that my queue is being torn apart? I need a rebounder. Cody Zeller, that's really not appealing at all, is it? Dario Saric? Maybe it's Saric. Let's throw him in there. Yao is taking the future MVP, Kyle Kuzma. He got autoed. A few of these guys getting autoed here. Disappointing for them. Maybe Telstra's running their internet as well. Wings matter on the board, on the clock. That's the first time I made that mistake today. Come on, Wings matter. TJ Warren. So now I've got a choice between Dwighty Powell. I could take Marcus Smart as well. Who would be... He'd be pretty interesting on my team, as would McCall Bridges. But I think let's go with Powley. Yeah, let's take Dwight Powell with that pick. Probably going to... every time I make a pick, there's a lot of regret about the guy that I didn't pick, which is annoying, and you don't get that opportunity to take them again because we are so far away from making my next pick. Marcus Smart, McCall Bridges, and Patrick Beverley, Bogdan Bogdanovic, all guys that I'm really interested in. Same with Justice Winslow in this area. Marcus Smart, will throw him down onto the list as well. Alex Len goes off to Big Ron Repping at number 111. So my team, we're not looking great. We do need some more big man type numbers. We need some assists. It's not an easy draft at all in this one to try and remain competitive. Marcus Smart does go to Mudrock there at that spot. I think that's probably the right area to go. I probably should have gone more aggressive in punting. Now I am punting threes pretty hard here. My steals aren't awesome. We'll see how they go. McCall Bridges and DeAndre Jordan, the next two picks off the board. Bacon Juice. I feel like Bacon Juice has been autoed every pick that he's made as well. So we might throw him onto auto if he doesn't make this pick, which is annoying. Oh, well. DeAndre Jordan goes at 114. Bacon Juice now. We're going to throw him onto always auto pick after he makes this selection. He got Colin Sexton as an auto, so let's go in and... Bacon Juice, throw him onto always auto pick. The Padawan Colin Sexton goes off. Janik is now up at number 115. And this is the thing. Like, these leagues are so deep. We're not even halfway yet. And we're down into the discussions about should I take Dario Saric or Colin Sexton. Like, that's how deep these leagues get. And the changes. Like, just finding regular rotation players once we get into the 10th round is going to be the real challenge. And taking that flower on a guy who you think can play every night versus a guy who might play 20 games. Like, that is a big difference there. Terry Ross goes off at 117 after Saric, who goes at 116. Now we've got Bogdan Bogdanovic, strong pick there at 118. Liberty Lake Mastiffs are on the board, on the clock at number 19 to round out this round. And they are going to take, I'm not sure what I would do in this guy's situation. Let's have a look at his team, because it does project pretty strong at this point. Derek White, Otto Porter, Jaren Jackson, Miles Bridges, and Karl Anthony Towns. It helps when you start off with Towns. You add Jackson to that for some blocks. You got some efficient guys with Porter and Bridges. And you added Maximum Derek and Kevin Huerter. So you know, a pretty strong team, I think, there from the Liberty Lake Mastiffs, who are projected at the top of the standings at this point. Helps when you do pick at number two as well, especially in a deeper league. Kevin Huerter goes there at pick 119 and 120 to round out round six. We are on the clock for that one. And this is going to take us, again, we're at six rounds in the same spot where you'd be 10 rounds in a 12-team league. So it is a pretty big difference. Dovis Bertans finishes us off. We've only got six players on our team. We still need another four more to actually fill out all our active slots. Paddy Beverly would be awesome if I could get him to fall down to me. I think Spencer Dinwiddie, he goes on my list. Dennis Smith Jr., I'm absolutely shit scared about what the Knicks are going to do. I've said that before, but will Fizdale play Nila Kina? Probably not, because he's from Europe. Will he play Alonzo Trier at point guard? Will he get Alfred Payton in there? I think Smith has got to be the first option, but I have no trust in Smith or in Fizdale. So Smith goes off there at that spot. I'm up again at number 131, or we're up to 121 here. So if those of you who are good at maths,
2 + 2 = 4, -1, that's free quick maths.
That would put it 10 picks away. Malik Monk, one of my favorite later round picks, goes to the Liberty Lake Mastiffs there. He went with Huerter, and Monks are going with some gunning shooting guards. I have no confidence in Monk, but looking at how that roster plays out, there is some value. This is going to bring guys like Dwayne Bacon really into the forward in this sort of a draft, given how deep it is. You're going to have a lot of other guys who you wouldn't normally consider as solid type players come in here. I'm going to look at someone like Ish Smith as someone I want as well. Where is he? The system's struggling because I typed in Smith and there's a million of them. Ish, let's put him onto my list. PJ Tucker, again, a low upside guy, but getting those steals for Lou Williams' girlfriends is pretty nice there. Joe Harris, Smoking Joe, goes to Anthony at number 124. Solid enough three-point shooting, not doing too much else though, but you're getting a good amount of threes at an efficient rate is obviously the value in Joe Harris. Janik is up now. He is at number 125. Looking at my free throws, 79, 51 from the field goal. My field goal percentage is fine. It's not an issue. RJ Barrett goes then. Cody Zeller, RJ Barrett, JJ Redick. They were the last three picks. Just trying to figure out what I'm going to do considering I'm three picks away. Assists, steals. Beverly's the guy that I want. Justice Winslow goes at 128. Jakob Poeltl, maybe? Help me with the rebounds. I don't need field goal percentage, though, which is really his strength. Goran Dragic, the iron shoulder. Do I look at him? Thad Young, Danny Green. Well, I don't have to worry about him because all those guys that I talked about have left me with Patrick Beverly. So let's add him onto the squad. Help me with some steals. Help me with some assists in particular. Pretty good rebounder for a point guard as well. Helps me across all of those areas. So I'm happy to get Pat Beverly there. Jaylen Brown goes at 132. And we are now back to being a long way away from it being my pick. Yao up at now 133. I need a small forward desperately. I need a forward. And I've got another flex spot to fill. And then we've got our four benchies to put in after that. I think when we're looking at guys, DeAndre Hunter, I think, is going to be an option for one of my picks here. As much as I don't necessarily love his upside, as I've mentioned numerous times, in this sort of a format, he fits well. Darius Garland should be starting to go off the board as well. Throw him onto the queue. Spencer Dinwiddie just went there after Rudy Gay. Lowish upside guys, but high value, high floor players. Brandon Clark at 135. This is a more realistic spot for Clarko versus what we've seen in a couple of the other ones. The iron shoulder, Goran Dragic at 136, starting the season as the starting point guard. Will he remain there? I don't know. Darius Garland goes at 135. Willie Cauley-Stein, Dennis Schroeder. 137 for Garland, 38 for Cauley-Stein, 39 for Schroeder, and we're up to 140 for Josh Lloyd's protege to finish off round seven. Yeah, starting to come into my own here, I think, with my team. It's starting to build up with some value in some strong areas. The threes are obviously a disaster for my squad, but that's, yeah, and it's probably not ideal when I started with Beal. But then some of those other picks that I needed, I did have to sacrifice the threes there to get them in. I can still improve them, obviously, because threes are the stat that is available at the end of drafts, probably the easiest stat to accumulate at this point. And I'm going to have to start paying some attention to it. Kyle Anderson goes to round out to finish off round seven. Rajon Rondo goes, and then Alfred Payton goes after that at 142. Jeremy Grant at 143, who's going to get decent minutes, but not the same as last season. I'm pretty sure about that. And now we are still just a few picks away from my next one. I don't know which way we're going to go. If I could find assists, that would be great, because it is all that I can find assists. Actually, Josh, you can, because DJ Augustin is available, as is Ish Smith. So is that the direction I go to try and build those numbers up? Jay Crowder, Cali Olynyk, Evan Fournier, low upside player, but value enough at this spot. He just went to I'm a fun guy. Three picks away from me, Jim George is up. Rui Hachimura, probably not quite there with him just yet. We are halfway through this draft, everyone will be glad to know. Sorry for that delay. I was just having a look at what I was going to do with this pick. Come on, Jimmy George. Let's fire this up. Norman Powell. All right. That's a completely fine and strong pick at that spot. We heard some news that Tyus Jones is going to play alongside Ja Morant a little bit more this season, which was to be expected. I talked about that yesterday with the injury to DeAnthony Melton and the general shitness of Josh Jackson, that there is an opening at shooting guard for those guys to play together. Dylan Brooks isn't that good. I think he'll start there, but there is an opportunity for Jones to get those minutes next to Ja Morant. Nick Batum goes off at 149. Now it's my pick at 150. Is it DJ? Is it Ish? I'm going to go with Deej at that spot. Just get me some assists up. And that means that I do need small forward and forward with my next two picks. I need to work out who's going to go into those areas. But it was nice to get those assists up. It has hurt my rebound numbers overall. It's put a bit of a dent in my field goals, but that was sitting so high anyway that it's not really that big of a deal. But I do need to get someone to get some rebounds and some steals even. Jabari Parker goes off next at 151. Mudrock up now at 152. He takes the Jedi, OG Anunoby.
Hello there.
That's better. And now we've got Profile 79 ready to take the 153rd selection in this draft. Rui Hachimura goes, then Tim Hardaway Jr. goes, and then Harrison Barnes goes. Dallas's rotation is so interesting to me. Okay, so we've got DeLon Wright, Luka Doncic. Who's the starting three? Is it Justin Jackson? Is it Dorian Finney-Smith? Is it Tim Hardaway, which seems weird to me to put Hardaway there? Seth Curry, JJ Barea, Jalen Brunson, where are they all fitting into this rotation? There are so many questions I have with how this Mavericks rotation is going to go. I don't think we're getting 30-plus from Tim Hardaway. Maybe it's 25. Or do they just eliminate Justin Jackson and play him 16 minutes? I don't think Jackson's good either, but I think he's more of a part of the future of this team than what Hardaway is. So how Carlisle manages that is going to be key. Eric Gordon goes at 156, pretty strong value as a scorer and a three-point guy. The assist numbers won't be there with Westbrook and Harden around. We saw that when he played with Paul and Harden. His assist numbers just weren't available until one of those guys got hurt, and then he would be able to handle the ball a little bit more, get those free throw attempts up as well. So you're playing with Westbrook and Harden. It is going to make it hard for Gordon to have too much of an impact outside of the scoring and three-pointers categories. Markel Fultz goes to Anthony. Look, we love the upside. Well, I love the upside of Fultz, but as your eighth guy, I don't know, it's tough. It's tough to have that sort of trust in him. It's a swing for the fences, I guess, in a 20-teamer, which you got to do. Lou Williams goes with Jakob Poeltl, Liberty Lake Mastiffs on the board. Torian Prince still available, who would fit what I need as a small forward. So let's go and throw him on. I'll throw DeAndre Hunter onto my list as well. I'll throw Fartin Will Barton. I'll throw Kent Bazemore and Landry Shamet. Torian Prince just goes there at number 159. And now to round out round 8, Hey Mom, I'm Famous. The 160th pick in this draft goes with Chetty Osman. That is really, really good value to get Ched at that position. So that is 8 rounds done. We are really getting into the depths of things now. Cool. Small forwards. The Duck Luke Kennard is only shooting guard eligible over on Fantrax. He would be ideal for me. Dwayne Bacon is only shooting guard eligible. I don't know why. That'll change during the season, so I don't actually mind getting Bako because he will be able to slot into a forward spot for me. DeAndre Hunter, small forward eligible. He's going to be the guy that I want. Maxi Kleber, get some blocks in there as the primary backup center and probably power forward as well for the Mavericks in that confusing rotation. Reggie Jackson goes off the board after Chetty Osman. So I've got a few different options to add in here. I think Kleber actually is a really good option for me. I just don't know why Bacon is only a shooting guard eligible player. Ah, Mastiffs, go. Okay, so that's, if you couldn't tell, that's Maxi Kleber off the board. Ish Smith goes next at 163, 164. Now, DeAndre Hunter probably solidifying as the guy that I want here, as completely unsexy as that is as a selection. Or is it Kent Bazemore as a small forward? I think it is probably going to be Rocket Rodney Hood that starts at small forward for the Blazers, but Bazemore will get his opportunities. Dwight Howard goes there at 164. Bazemore can help the steals. Can he do anything for the rebounds? Probably not a huge amount. Ivica Zubac is another option for me, but again, he doesn't really fit in terms of the positions of players that I need. Punch Bob Shiploke, is he... Yeah, look, I hate to say it, but maybe he is. Oh, God, that's pretty ugly, isn't it? If I have to rely on Bobby Portis, but that is the perils of a 20-team league. That Portis, yeah, you know what? Oh, that's gross, but maybe I do push him ahead of DeAndre Hunter. Dwayne Bacon just goes at 168, so that's took that decision out of my hands. Mudrock up at 169. I don't know what Portis's ceiling is, but again, I'm still drafting for starters here, so I need just more solid floor type numbers, and I think Portis at least should be able to fill in there. Nerlens Noel goes to Mudrock at 169, obviously targeting those defensive numbers. And if Steven Adams does get traded and no center comes back and Nerlens starts, oh boy, that is interesting. All right, Bob Portis, I will go, just for the laughs of it, let's go with Bobby Portis onto my team there at 171. I feel a bit dirty about it, but hey, he is not a very good player, but the Knicks are not a very good team, and there could be opportunities for him to go close to the top 100. I'm okay with getting him there. Who else? I still need a small forward, so Barton, Hunter, they're two options for me with that next pick. Seth Curry was the one that went after me. Yao is now on the board. His team, actually, look at his team, so it's projecting pretty strongly at the moment. Let's have a look at Yao's team. Kyrie, Oladipo, Josh Okogie, Bob Covington, Kyle Kuzma. Two injured guys to start the season. There is a bit of a concern. Rudy Kaludi, Johnny Collins, Tom Bryant, and Ivica Zubac for Yao. So I think his projected standings are being bumped up by the per-game numbers of Oladipo. So when I run the standings at the end of the draft, it'll probably change a bit in terms of total value because Vic will be hit there. The Chief, Al-Farouq Aminu.
Sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
He goes, Zubats went to Yao, then Aminu, then Landry Shamet, and then Flaming Mo Harkless. So Mo Harkless goes at number 176. Got Aram Nup, not up. He's up at 177. We're all just looking to round out our teams now and then take some. Now it becomes real flyer territory. After the 10th round's done, there's a lot of flyer territory. My man DeAndre Hunter just went. Oh, Cam Reddish ahead of Hunter. That's interesting. So Reddish goes, then Hunter, then Tristan Thompson. So two upside or two flyer-ish type guys and a solid enough Tristan Thompson type guy. Joshy Lloyd's protege up at pick number 20. Looking to finish off round 9 for us. The Fort, Kevin Knox. He's at the top of Fantrax's list there, as is Chris Dunn. Two players who I'm notoriously not that interested in. Tyus Jones is a name that I will be looking at, as will be Mo Bamba.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Now, I don't think there's any chance that Vucevic gets traded this season. But Bamba is going to be the backup center. He was bad last year, but he blocked a lot of shots, and that could actually be really useful. Will Barton goes off at number 180. I think Bamba would work relatively well on how my team looks, so he is going to be... Oh, I need a small forward, don't I? Will Barton goes, Tyus Jones goes, Trevor Ariza goes, Chris Dunn goes. Cool. So those guys can go and have those players. That is fine with me. Now, could I take that risk and grab Bamba and not worry about the small forward spot? I don't think so. Oh, I was just going to... Jarrett Culver goes to Aaron. That was who I was going to look at with my spot. Marcus Morris is a small forward option to me. Mason Plumlee goes to Jeff. I am four picks away. I do need that small forward. Can Bamba last? Troy Brown, another option for me at small forward, who is currently injured, but I think he'll be fine pretty soon. Ed Davis goes off the board at 186 after Mason Plumlee. I do need that small forward, but is the value of Bamba too high to pass up? I think I've got to take Morris. Dion Waiters. Now, that is Dion Waiters. Will go into my queue. He can help me with my scoring. It's not ideal for what my team needs. But he's there. Michael Porter Jr. goes after Ed Davis. The Rock DJ Robbie Williams goes. We're hearing so much hype about Williams at the moment. I cannot buy into it at this point. I just don't know where the rotation is going to fit. I will be pretty stunned if Robert Williams starts this season. I could be wrong on that. Rocket Rodney Hood goes. I do want Bamba here, but because of the positional issues that I have, I think it has to be Marcus Morris, and then we'll hope that we can flip Bamba around later on. I don't think I'm going to have much success with that, but I did go with Marcus Morris. And that fills out my starting lineup, my top 10 guys on my squad, giving me at least that guy to fill in the small forward area. All right. So, it was 190. So, Big Ron going at 191 here. He goes with Anthony Simons. Really, really like that one from you, Ronnie. I think that's a good option. Bamba, Waiters, the Shark, Bruce Brown. Baby Shark, he's another option around this area, especially for a team looking for steals. There's not much in terms of steals left at the moment, so Brown is going to be one of those guys that we can use there. Dion Waiters just went, and so did Mo Bamba. Jordan, you can piss off. Kevin Knox, Marvin Williams. Tyler Hero is an interesting flyer type as well. I don't think Kobe White's going to have much of a season. Marvin Williams goes to Baker Juice, as does Kevin Knox. They're some auto-picking guys. Rowdy Rodion's Kurucs goes at number 196. Looks like Torian Prince has taken his starting role. Still going to be in the rotation, but the legal problems are obviously a concern. Monty Morris? What about Royce O'Neal for me? I'm just thinking out loud here. Or is it the baby? No. It's probably rebounds that I'm most interested in. I think Troy Brown is going to be my key. That's a good pick. Jordan Monty Morris after Rowdy Rodion's Kurucs. Jordan Bell goes at 198. He's going to play quite a bit. Jermichael Green, is that another option in terms of getting some rebounds onto my squad? Yeah, I guess it sort of is. Bainsey, another option. I think Troy Brown is the one that I want, though. Jermichael Green just does go off there at pick 199, and then we're up to Hey Mum, I'm Famous. I'm still a few too many picks away. I can smell in my house I'm baking bread, and the smell of the bread has come throughout the back into the studio, and it's pretty distracting. Everyone knows what the smell of warm bread smells like, and it's pretty bloody distracting. Tyler Hero goes off to finish off round 10. Look, I'm really cautious about what the Heat are going to do with Hero. He's a rookie. Rookies suck usually, and his role initially is going to be pretty minimal. But maybe he, in this sort of league, again, a pick 200, I think that's fine to grab Hero at that spot. Bruce Brown, Troy Brown, two options who are in play for me. Oh, they would be, but Hey Mum, I'm Famous just took Troy Brown, a guy who I was really counting on to have some value for me here at this spot in the draft, and my next pick at 211. whoever's got an auto pick coming up, they're going to get stuck with Josh Jackson, so that's going to be unfortunate for them. Another, okay, so I need some blocks. I need some boards. Who's going to do it for me? Jahlil Okafor? That's pretty gross. Taj Gibson, I'm not sure he plays enough. PJ Washington? I don't feel comfortable about that. Do I take a flyer on Isaiah Thomas? For sure, I don't feel comfortable about that. Bruce Brown for his steals? But I don't think it's not enough to make me competitive in that area, so it's not really worth it. It's really rebounds and blocks that I need. So Troy Brown, Royce O'Neal, Ante Zizic, Wes Matthews, they are all off the board. Harry Giles, maybe? I just don't know. Where's Giles going to fit? Is he going to play over Rashawn Holmes? What sort of minutes is he going to get? Boban Marjanovic, and there he is, the Josh Jackson auto draft. Nemanja Bjelica, Wes Matthews, Boban Marjanovic, Josh Jackson, Nemanja Bjelica. This is a troubling portion of the draft. Trying to find a big man. Oh, don't tell me. Do I get Goga? Do I really get the dart?
Problem with my Gogomobile. Gogomobile?
No, not the dart. Not the dart.
Man, that is super interesting, and I might save it for two picks time. But Goga is going to be on this team for me. He is going to be there. After Bielitsa, Isaiah Thomas, Jackson Hayes. And then we're one pick away with Big Ron. Got a pick before it's my pick. And I better think about actually who I want at this spot. Maybe it's Danny House of the Rockets. He doesn't super interest me. Or is it just, do I just go with the Shark? It is Bruce Brown. George Hill goes to Big Ron, so that puts me on the clock. Malik Beasley could be an interesting guy, though he doesn't do too much outside of scoring. Let's take the Shark. Baby Shark. And hopefully I can get me some Goga on the way back around. Not quite there yet. Look at some of these rankings here. Taco Fall at 203. What? Bol Bol at 216. Those guys might not play a single game between them this year. Nikola Mirotic at 218. What? What's going on there? Justin Holiday at 173. Yeah, I'm not big on him quite obviously. Danny House is going to go into my queue now. There he is. He's at 267. He might join in. Who else have I got that's coming up there? Malik. Throw him on. Gilesy. Just grabbing some players. Chris Boucher to Wings Matter. That's a deep cut. I like Boucher a lot. He can put up big numbers. I don't know where he's going to fit in the rotation. I hope he plays. But it is a really, really strong flyer, upside type of a guy. Really, really interested in that one. Aaron Holiday. Just as a regular every night player who's a point guard who gets you assists. I'd probably rather him over his brother, Justin. PJ Washington will go into my list as well. So I think I've got enough flyer type guys who I can grab with these last couple of picks. There you go. Chris Boucher went, then Daniel House went. So that's that takes that one away from me. Bruno Fernando is another interesting flyer type. Just don't know exactly how he's going to be used in Atlanta or with Alex Len, how long they keep Len starting. Dylan Brooks should be a starter in Memphis as well, so I probably should have him on my list at this point. After Daniel House, it's Alex Caruso, Big Sexy, Lonnie Walker, and then Mario Hezonja. I love the Hezonja pick.
It's me, Mario.
I'm not as big onto the Lonnie Walker one. I'm just not sure where the minutes are actually pushing in for him, how he's getting that playing time that he's going to need, and how he's going to be an every night contributor. But hey, we're looking at a little bit upside here. Bruno Fernando goes, Bryn Forbes goes. Dylan Brooks also went after Hezonja there as well at number 218. I think Forbes' role this season is going to be significantly reduced from where it was last season with the return of DeJounte. Yusuf Nurkic goes and... Josh Lloyd's protege takes Yusuf Nurkic and Klay Thompson. That's pretty interesting in a league with one IR spot. There's got to be some sort of mistake there. Justin Holiday, then Kevin Porter Jr. Now, I definitely don't believe in Kevin Porter Jr. for this season. I just don't know what to view him as in terms of a player as we move forward. Because, he played so little down at USC that it was just really hard to judge it. The weird free throw shooting, the no ability to pass, the ISO play where he fits on this Cavs team. PJ Washington just goes. Daniel Tice just goes. off the board now, so we're four or five away from me. Interesting that PJ did go there at that spot. Goga, is it too early for me to take some Batadze action? It probably is, but I also don't give a shit. So Daniel Tice goes, Jolly Okafor goes. I just want to grab myself some Goga. I think he's going to be an impact or a rotation guy immediately and have an impact in games because he's going to be playing. So I think he's my guy there. Just to help boost those block numbers up as well, which he's pretty bloody good at. But will he last to me? That is the big question. Jim George, Yao, and Wings matter. Someone should be looking at, or Kobe White just goes, someone should be looking at Malik Beasley here, I would think. Why has Ivan Rabb got a pre-rank of 200? I don't even know if Rabb's going to make the final roster for... Oh, that bread, man, smells real good. I'm talking shit now because this draft is dragging on. So, the blocks and rebounds that Goga provides is going to be strong for me. If I get him, of course. The Muppet John Henson goes at 228. I don't see him in the rotation at all for the Cleveland Cavaliers. There's Tristan Thompson, there's Ante Zizic, there's Larry Nance, there's Kevin Love, and then there's John Henson. So I don't really see where... Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think he's that good. I don't see where he's fitting. Damari Carroll goes. That is the perfect illustration of a low upside guy. But you know, getting him at 229, there is something to be said there. That actually brings you to my pick. So let's go with the dart, Goga Batadze. Yeah, boy. All right. That adds Batadze onto my team at pick number 230. I'm pretty happy with what that does to my team. Helping the blocks, the rebounds a bit as well. I do need some steals from somewhere. Like, who's going to help me with steals? Is it Andre Robertson? But I actually want nothing to do with Andre Robertson this season. De'Anthony Melton would have been a great option, but he's broken his back. DeAndre Bembry, I'm not confident in his role. I'm just going through some top steals guys who tend to be around at this spot. Maybe, let's go. Oh, that was the name I could have gone there. Derek Jones Jr. So after Goga, it's Robin Lopez, then Derek Jones Jr., Avery Bradley, Ivan Rabb, Taco Fall. Obviously, two auto drafts there because they are not the players that should be selected in this area. Do I get another big man? Harry Giles is in play for me with my next pick, I think. I don't know if he'll last because he's top of the auto queue, so he's definitely not going to last. Jannik now up with pick number 236. That's Alec Burks. Anthony now at 237. What other guys are still around that I should be looking at? I think Aaron Bainesy Baines should be looked at. I don't know who it was, but someone tweeted it at me today. Some Twitter account was going through all teams in the Eastern Conference and saying who the breakout candidate was going to be. And for Detroit, they said Joe Johnson. And at that point, that should be an indication to unfollow that account. After Jalen Brunson, we went with MC Hamadou Diallo. Look, an opportunity, obviously, for Diallo, but Paul, Shea, and Schroeder ahead of him in the backcourt, along with Terry Ferguson and the return of Andre Robertson. I think it's going to be hard. Also, he's a bad fantasy player, so that puts some limits on MC Hammer at that area. In the draft, Jim Ennis, I think, is going to be worth a look at some point soon. Terry Ferguson, I don't mind. Also, as I said, I like Aaron Holiday here for his ability to be a rotation guy who can get some assists and steals. Maybe I'll throw Az up at the top next to Giles as my top two guys there. After MC Hammer was Bill Hernan Gomez, then Justin Jackson. He goes to finish off round 12. And to kick off round 13, Harry Giles, Hey Mum, I'm Famous, takes Harry Giles. That takes the Giles decision out of my hands. So at the top of the draft of the projections so far, we've got Liberty Lake Mastiffs, Yao, Profile 79, Josh Lloyd's protege, Lou Williams' girlfriends, and then the old me, Josh Lloyd, sitting in there. Liberty Lake Mastiffs and Yao looking really, really strong again. And something again to note, the teams that project high, they are both punting assists. This is something that is coming up in every mock draft that I'm doing. If you go in and you punt assist, it helps also that Liberty Lake Mastiffs picked early. And I think Yao might have picked pretty early as well, if I have a look at his squad. No, he didn't. He picked at 13, but he is punting assists with his squad. But Liberty Lake is picked at number 2, so that helps. But punting assists is a real big rise up to give you value. It's happening in so many drafts that I'm doing. And teams that are aggressively punting and getting there. So after Giles, it was Malik Beasley. It was the Moose, Mike Muscala. It was Tyler Johnson. And then it was Noah Vonleh. DeAndre Bembry goes to Bacon Juice. Bol Bol goes to Wigo the Goat. He should be finding himself plummeting down the rankings with some of these auto picks that are getting made. Terry Ferguson to Profile 79. That's pretty strong there, I believe. And then we've got Mudrock on the board, who also looks like he's punting assists. He takes Eric Pascal. Really, Jordan, you are well-versed on these rotation decisions. I think Eric Pascal is going to be an every-night rotation guy for the Warriors. Nicola Melli for Big Ron, he's going to be a rotation guy as well. And that leaves me with my pick, and I am going to take another guy who I think is a rotation player in Az Holiday. Give me some assist options there off the bench. Wings matter. That was 251 for Aaron Holiday. Alfonso McKinney, likely the Warriors starting small forward. Hey, it's a starter. He's also not good, but he is a starter at this point in the draft. Not bad there. Justin Anderson. Yeah, come on, mate. Is that the right guy? I know you can't hear this, but did you mean Justin Robinson, the backup point guard for the Wizards? Because Justin Anderson, he's not going to make the team as much as we like him. I'd love to hear your response to this when you actually hear the show. Or maybe I'll chuck a question mark in there and throw that out there. James Johnson goes to Jim George. I'm not really sure what James Johnson's role is going to be. Not good that he wasn't in shape at training camp. The Heat hate that sort of shit. Jeff Lee goes with Joe Johnson. I'm not convinced that Joe Johnson makes the Pistons roster. It's down to him and Christian Wood. And if they're serious, they should be taking Christian Wood, because Joe Johnson was terrible in the NBA in his last season. He's 40 years old and he didn't play at all last year in the league. So I don't see the point of having him around. For as good of a bloke as he might be, I just don't see what the necessity is for him to be playing. At pick 257, Aram is on the clock. The clock is running down. We're actually going to get out of this draft in pretty decent time, having that timer down to 30 seconds. Nikola Mirotic goes to Aram. Well, that's obviously an auto pick. Bad luck for you. Rashawn Holmes, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope goes in the next three picks. Aram was online and still got auto picked. That's unlucky, mate. That's why you have to be paying attention and hope that your internet doesn't drop out, or at least have a queue. That is why I've always just got someone in my queue, just in case something shits out. I've got an option there that it will pick from that queue instead of picking nonsense like Nick Young, who's currently sitting at the top of the queue. I better go in actually and throw somebody else onto my queue. I think it might be Paddy Connaughton that I'm going to add on here. Just give me another option, Pat Con. So you've got a Nick Young auto draft there as well. Who else do I look at? Maybe it's a complete upside guy. Devontae Graham. I'll tell you who else is an interesting upside guy. Marko Gudjuric of the Memphis Grizzlies, shooting guard, can shoot. They need someone who can shoot. Maybe. Janan Musa also, with Kuroks perhaps in trouble and Wilson Chandler out. Musa can maybe push for a larger role. And if we want a regular rotation guy, Shabazz Napier and Corey Joseph and Evan Turner, some other guard type players who can help. Maybe it's Evan Turner that I want. Yeah, you know what? Let's go with Evan Turner onto that list. So, Gerald Green, CJ Miles, Sterling Brown. I don't know if Sterling's going to be in the rotation. Ersan Ilyasova, Rondae Hollis-Jefferson. Pretty sure he will be there. Josh Lloyd's protege goes with Markieff Morris and Bruno Caboclo. You didn't let me down, mate. I think your team's actually pretty strong, so don't get so down on yourself. You're not like someone here drafting Nikola Mirotic. Two picks away from my final selection. Is it going to be Bainsey? I think it is. Otherwise, it's Evan Turner for me. Jeff Green.
My name is Jeff.
He goes off the clock, off the board at 268. At 269, it was Shabazz Napier. That's a good pick. Now it's me. Let's go with... Now I'm double... Bainsey. All right. And that will wrap it up for my team. Eric Bledsoe, Bradley Beal, Lou Williams, Marcus Morris, Dwight Powell, Bob Portis, Clint Capella, Wendell Carter Jr., Patrick Beverley, DJ Augustin, The Shark Bruce Brown, Goga Padadze, Aaron Holiday, and Aaron Baines. That is my team. After me, Matisse Thybulle just went. Isaiah Hartenstein goes to Jordan, with Nene out for the foreseeable future. That's an interesting selection. And Tyson Chandler being literally as old as me. That helps. Getting a guy like Hartenstein, who is a really interesting fantasy player. Devontae Graham, I really like that pick from Profile 79. Josh the Hitman Hart to Wigo. Nikhil Alexander Walker to Bacon Juice. Not sure Nikhil's going to be in the rotation immediately, but there is obviously upside there with him. And then we've got our final five picks left here. in this monster 20-team draft. And then we'll go through and have a look at how the teams looked at the end. All right. So who is Gorgie Jeng off to Jannik? I'm not sure how much Gorgie's going to play, but he can, again, at this point in the draft, he can be still relatively useful. John Wall up the top here. He's going to get an auto to someone. And Kevin Durant right down the list there. Frank the Tank Kaminsky goes to Anthony. Lou Williams and Liberty Lake up the next couple of picks. What do they do with their final selection? Manuel Mudiay would be another interesting one, I think, at this spot. TJ McConnell goes to Lou Williams' girlfriends. Liberty Lake Mastiffs round us out. Who's left on your list? Say hi to... Everyone just said good drafting. And Grant Williams goes to Liberty Lake Mastiffs. And then the last pick is Hey Mama, I'm Famous, who looks to have checked out. So he's going to cop the old John Wall, it looks like. How frustrating to have your last pick as we're waiting here at number 280 for the guy to disappear and have the clock run all those 30 seconds down. But that is going to wrap us up as this last pick gets made. And the last pick is... Kevin Durant on an auto pick. Cool. Of course it is. All right, so that wraps us up for this 20-team head-to-head league draft. All right, so that does it for that draft. Let's have a look now at the projected standings of this league. You'll see there the... Actually, I probably should make that a little bit bigger for you guys because it is coming in pretty small. Just editing on the run there. Top, Liberty Lake Mastiffs, then my team, Lou Williams' girlfriends, Anthony, Profile 79, Fun Guy, Hey Mum, I'm Famous, Josh Lloyd's protege, R-Arm's team, Mudrock, Wings Matter, Big Ron, Taco Tuesday, Yao, Jim George is a Hobbit. I think Yao got hurt by the Kevin Durant draft at the end there. But he was also the one that I mentioned. He wasn't the Kevin Durant guy. He's the one that I mentioned that was up the top on per game, but when you look at totals because of the Oladipo situation, it was a concern. Jim George, Jeff League, Jannik, Bacon Juice, Wigo the Goat, and Mond Biergin. Important, those Bacon, Wigo, and Mond Biergin were the auto-drafting teams, and that's why they always come out projected shit. So that's when I say, if you draft off a rankings list, it's not a successful thing, because you might as well just go into auto-draft. So let's have a look at Liberty Lake Mastiffs, how their team ended up, and give you an idea of how that squad looks. Their team is Towns, Otto Porter, Jaren Jackson, Miles Bridges, Derek White, Malik Monk, Kevin Huerter, Torian Prince, Maxi Kleber, Royce O'Neal, Malik Beasley, Jermichael Green, Bill Hernangómez, and Grant Williams. So getting a lot of games played out of all of those guys. Same with Lou Williams' girlfriend, who's got Anthony Davis, Miles Turner, Zach LaVine, Domantas Sabonis, DeJounte Murray, Bogdan Bogdanovic, Jakob Poeltl, PJ Tucker, Ish Smith, Jordan Bell, Mike Muscala, Ante Zizic, TJ McConnell, and MC Hamadou Diallo. So that is the top of that draft. Again, subscribe to this podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and on YouTube. Give me a thumbs up, leave a comment, all that good stuff. Follow me on Twitter at @RedRock_Beeble, on Instagram at @LockedOnFantasyBasketball. Guys, we are done here. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. See ya. Jordan Bell.